Paul, job done, but are you satisfied with that afternoon's work?
You've just asked me, answered the question and then asked me another one.
Job done. What do you make of your side's performance today?
What do
you want to say? What do you make of your... overall, how would you assess
it? Same as what you make of it, by the question.
You're through to the next round.
Job done, you've just said it.
Okay, but how would you describe your performance this afternoon?
Standing. Excellent. You obviously lead me into questions that you know I'm not happy with, so we're in the hat. There you go. I'm not trying to be anti you. We never played well today. We huffed and puffed. You know, at the end of the day, it's everything that I don't like about the game, continually giving the ball away. You know, looking like we had no thought process, and that's what happens sometimes when negativity creeps into a club or a team. You know, at the end of the day, this season going, we've had smashing games with Derby and Reading. We're now through in the FA Cup, we're third in the league, and I don't understand where some of it comes from. My job's to make sure I root it out and I get the best out of the players. We weren't at it today, and you're seeing in last night's cup tie what happens when you're not at it. And that's why teams will always continually have what people will call cup shocks, but the reality of life is they're not really shocks. We should expect it.
Can you put your finger on why at all?
If I could put my finger on why, I'd be sitting with Jose Mourinho watching Stoke about to kick off in some yacht, hopefully in Monaco. Unfortunately, I can't. What I do believe is that, you know, things should get said in the dressing room that have been said, and then you come into work and you work harder and harder. Sorry, I didn't mean to be after you in the interview. It's just sometimes when you come out and you get your mics put in front of you, you're not in a good mood anyway. So
I think we can understand that, but what positives can you take from other?
That's it. I thought Mark McNulty looked really sharp when he come on. You can see what Mark's going to bring to the team. And, you know, but we've got to be better than that. You know, I've never seen our team give the ball away so much in the second half. And, you know, with all due respect to Ender and Murph, we can't keep talking about mistakes and mistakes and mistakes. You couldn't make them mistakes up. So as much as I back the players, and I always will back my players, I certainly won't come on here and criticise. Sorry, mate. You know, that was a million miles away from one of my teams today, and that's what disappointed me the most.
Frustrating as well in the second half. You seemed to cut them open. You just couldn't get that finish to effectively end it, to make it 3-1.
It's just where we're at. It's where football takes you sometimes. And, you know, an appetite for the game will always get you where you want. Today, in my opinion, we lack that appetite. We've given the lads quite an easy week in terms of fitness because the grounds are getting heavier and we look leggy today. You know, it's like if you solve one problem in football, another one arises. So the positive is we've seen a game out at home and we've won at home, I suppose, because we haven't seen that for a bit. You know, we're in the hat, you know, but I want us, our fans, to go home excited and happy and saying we're not half playing well. And I thought we played well last week at Notts County, by the way. You know, unfortunately today it was everything but.
And as you said, an easy week.
Keep interviewing me first and getting the rat, and then everyone else's. I cool down by the time they don't get as bad as me. So maybe you should jump to the back of the queue, and we'll all feel a bit better.
I'm unfortunately, it's my job, Paul, to come first.
It's
so
my job. I'm starting to feel better already. So.
Okay, but you mentioned a light week this week. Will it be a heavier week in training? Particular things to work on?
What you do in footy, you always do what you think's right. You don't have gut reactions to performances. I never do. I know the pitches are getting heavier now, as you can see, and you know a fitness level and appetite for the game. And you know we start the game really well, but in my opinion, having a few good chances and kicked that, and we give that goal away. So our lads at the minute have got a way of just making their confidence be drained, and they take our supporters at the minute to a good place, and then just pull them back from there. And what we've got to do is take them to a good place and keep them in it, and that's what we've got to work on doing.
Well, we'll end on a positive. You're in the hat. Anyone in particular you like? Is it just a home draw?
No, I was going to say something derogatory to another club, but I won't.
Okay. But, you know, home draw would be good, I guess, for fun.
But I just think our fans are, you know, again, excellent today. Fantastic support. And, you know, we must go through the winter now with a bit of pain. Everyone can see that it just doesn't happen for your football. No one just turns up and everything's good. You know, we've got a lot of hard work to do, and our supporters can rest assured we'll be doing it to the best of our ability.